第七項議程，咁未進行第七項議程咧，咁我都想講幾句説話。就據我所知咧，就今日在座嘅係金榮業總經師咧，就係最後一次出席我哋荃灣區議會嘅大會會議，因為金總經師咧就會係榮休。咁啊，我諗大家議員都有個感覺啦，即係每次各委員嘅提問嘅意見咧，金榮總經師咧都好細心咁聆聽，同埋咧跟進嘅，跟住之後亦都同事咧會幫你跟咁樣，咁呢個真係好值得我哋即係感謝金警司對我哋荃灣區嘅一啲貢獻啦咁樣。咁我期望咧就係嚟緊接替金榮總警司嘅同事都一樣係咁樣多啲聆聽我哋區議員嘅意見，然之後真係好積極咁跟進。咁喺度祝金榮總警司咧就係身體健康，咁就一切順利，生活愉快。咁我咧就係講翻今個議程咧。第七項議程就是荃灣區罪案報告2022第一季和2021第一季的罪案數字比較的荃灣區議會第7、22至23門議。咁請金榮耀總警司就介紹荃灣區的罪案情況。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for your kind words. My report covers the period in the first quarter of 2022. In the first quarter of this year,Overall crime in Tune 1 recorded a decrease from 636 cases to 538 cases when compared with the same period last year, representing a decrease of 15%. Our overall detection rate was 33.5%. All serious crimes were well contained during the reported period, reflecting the positive result of enhanced policing,enforcement and publicity efforts. In particular, criminal damage cases recorded a decrease of 24 cases during the reporting period, with a notable decrease also in debt collection related criminal damage cases. Police will continue with proactive enforcement actions to deter serious crimes. As you all know, deceptions cases have remained the most prevalent type of crime in Tune 1, attributing for more than 40%of all reported cases in the district. A total of 216 cases were reported in the first quarter of this year, an increase of 26 cases when compared with the previous year. E-shopping fraud was the most prevalent modus operandi, with 89 cases recorded, contributing to 41% of all reported deception cases, followed by employment fraud.As technology crime gradually contributes to a more significant part of the overall crime in the whole of the territory, Tune 1 Police District, along with other districts in the New Territory South region, launched a pilot scheme to establish a designated crime unit to investigate technology crimes in order to cope with the emerging cyber-related crime trend. Since the establishment of the District Technology Crime Squad,In January this year, Tune 1 Police District has detected a total of 26 technology crime cases, with a total of 29 persons arrested. We have also continued our effort in developing anti-deception awareness among our community members through publicity. We have been engaging various stakeholders to disseminate anti-deception messages to members of the public,via online and traditional channels. I would like to appeal to district councillors and community leaders to continue the cooperation with us to deter the rising trend of deception. Everyone with a voice in the community has a role to play in spreading awareness of deception cases. Triad-related crimes also saw an increase of 6 cases when compared with the same period last year.However, this was mainly attributed to the proactive enforcement by the police against triad-related activities, with a total of 44 persons arrested during the reporting period. Police will continue to combat triad activities through targeting triad personalities and intelligence-led operations. Dangerous drug and illegal gambling activities remain our key concern. The figure of serious drug offences recorded a decrease from 17 to 12 cases in the first quarter of 2022, with cocaine being the most prevalent drug type. It is worth noting that there were no young persons under the age of 21 being arrested for dangerous drug-related offences during the period. On the other hand, the police conducted 20 gambling raids and identified gambling black spots, with 124 persons arrested. Regular enforcement will be continued to curb dangerous drug and illegal gambling activities, especially those exploiting students and youths. We continue to put a strong focus on traffic enforcement. Police conducted stringent traffic enforcement at the major black spots in the district, with satisfactory results obtained. More than 32,000 fixed penalty tickets were issued, and a total of 29 illegally parked vehicles were towed away during the reporting period. This concludes my report, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. Thank you.
请问各位议员有哪位想发表意见或者有问题的？绿联中议员黄家华议员。
好，陆华卢议员，多谢主席。我非常之同意你头先所讲，阿金仲医师咧系非常之认真咁处理我哋提出嘅问题嘅。咁我以后有几点咧都希望阿金仲医师即系喺佢临退休之前咧都帮手跟进一下啦。第一点就希望打击呢个全新天地二期对出洋屋毒违法问题。第二点打击呢个石壁迁置村游乐场旁嘅聚赌问题。 第三点打屋街转新村街冒牌小贩摆卖问题严重，货物甚至摆到喺车道上面，冇网管，吊销买卖，周六周日更加严重。附近居民甚为不满，佢哋咧系好想知道究竟警方同埋食环署之间嘅分工，例如系咪警方只系负责行车道，而食环署只系负责行人路。第四点，追问数个月前发出有关河背街新村街村龙街深宵上落货噪音问题嘅信件嘅进展。 第五点，居民投诉近日早上8点左右咧，位于村龙街同埋洋屋道交界嘅加龙梳果，总系会泊咗架大货车喺洋屋道409小巴位置上落货，引致409号小巴同埋49X8次咧系卖唔到站，家长同小朋友咧接近嘅时候要行过货车嘅升降货架，非常之危险，先可以去到行车线嗰度咧就上巴士。第六点。 洋屋道近立方间唔中咧都会深宵有啲类似破柴声嘅噪音啊，好似系一啲木敲击一啲铁嘅，可能系一啲环保嘅工业嚟嘅回收工业。希望多啲咧可以去巡逻啦，警方尤其是未来一个月啦，咁做一个月啦，间唔中 regular 巡逻啦，相信会有收获嘅你一定。啊，时间大概系凌晨1点几同埋2点几啊，无谓滋扰居民瞓觉，唔该晒。唔该。
多谢主席。咁首先多谢警民关系组阿周 Sir 啦，同埋阿泰哥。咁我哋梁牧树村咁啊，我同阿森哥都举报咗有一两个位置系聚赌问题，亦都有一两次嘅打击。咁都希望恒常都要做呢啲动作。咁啊，即系有啲位置系确实侧边已经系幼稚园嘅情况，咁啊唔应该俾小朋友睇到。咁第二咧就系我哋睇到传媒即系。 报章啦，亦都睇到有一啲警方嘅打击毒品嘅状况，咁就有一两次个岁数都系去到15岁到。咁啊，呢啲嘅打击，我相信都系情报科收到一啲嘅情报啦。咁啊，即系响佢未曾响入到社区嘅时候，就做一个嘅缉捕。咁但系都希望更加注意得到就系年青嘅 小朋友或者系佢哋贩毒个状况或者吸毒个状况，都系仍然我哋要注视啦。咁包括警方嘅執行啦、宣传啦，甚至我哋一啲政府部门嘅社署，甚至学校，我哋都要做一啲宣传，避免一啲嘅毒品流落俾我哋嘅下一代。多谢主席。
该晒。 咁好完再俾意見咧，我就講少少啦。就第一咧就係交通問題。咁啊，國瑞路咧就我知道警方都好幫手，一路都係做一啲係即係預防交通喺度阻塞啊，好多車牌度，但係個問題都係嚴重嘅。咁希望能夠即係加強呢方面，甚至到我講好多次，會唔會真係同嗰啲倉庫嗰啲人講，即係點樣可以做好咗，唔好啲車全部喺出面嗰度等上車，而導致到咧嗰條路係非常之擠塞，同埋都有一定嘅安全危險問題啊。咁第二個交通嘅問題咧，就係喺富屋路水泥廠對出嗰度咧，因為啲水泥車咧就經常都泊喺度等入去，咁而咧就係有時甚至係調轉頭係進入嗰個係水泥廠咁樣樣，咁亦都係相當危險同埋阻塞交通。咁我知道亦都係咁樣咧，嗰啲車經常大型車出入咧，就導致到路面咧都已經開始爛咗。咁我都已經要求咗路政署將會是第三次再做個重鋪工程，咁今次工程就會做得係比較耐啲嘅、徹底啲嘅。咁希望即係警方方面咧都加強睇睇下嗰度個交通情況，因為好擔心即係遲啲真係做嗰個工程嘅時間，啲車又喺度擠塞住啊，喺度阻住咧都有啲安全啊，同埋係一啲交通擠塞嘅情況出現嘅。咁啊，仲有就頭先嘉華講聚島啦，咁聚島嗰度咧就警方呢輪係多咗少少係打擊聚島，但係整個荃灣區包括梨木樹村咧個聚島問題都係非常之嚴重嘅，咁希望繼續加強係打擊嗰個係聚島嘅情況。咁啊，請阿金總警司回應我哋三位議員嘅提問同意見。
Thank you, members, for your questions. Kokshoi Road is one of the known traffic black spots of vehicle obstruction in Chuen Wan. Indeed, my officers have been monitoring the overall traffic situation and taking stringent traffic enforcement at Kokshoi Road. Between March and April this year, a total of 86 fixed penalty tickets were issued to offending vehicles and drivers at Kokshoi Road.As I mentioned previously, ensuring the smooth flow of traffic and road safety has always been my operational priority. Nevertheless, there are many other factors affecting the overall traffic flow at Kokshoi Road, such as the design of the road and the population density in that particular area. In any event, police will continue to take vigorous and stringent enforcement action thereat to ensure the smooth flow of traffic.Concerning street gambling issue at Lei Mok Shew Estate, the police have been taking vigorous enforcement action there. In the first quarter of this year, we've conducted two anti-street gambling operations at Fung Shu House. A total of 31 persons were arrested in the operations. And apart from the enforcement under the gambling ordinance, in order to deter people from group gathering during the pandemic,in the first quarter, the police have issued a total of 41 fixed penalty notices under the Prevention and Control of Disease Regulations, CAP 599G, to the gamblers and the onlookers. Also on the 24th of May this year, last Tuesday in fact, the police have mounted an operation outside Block 6 of Lei Mok Shew Estate, and 12 males were found playing card games there, but without any money.Transaction. As they fail to observe the prevention of control of diseases regulations, each of them was served with a fixed penalty notice. As the fine under CAP 599G is $5,000, I believe it would be a good deterrent effect against these street gamblers as well as onlookers. The police have been taking stringent traffic enforcement action also along Yong Ok Road, and between March and April we've issued 568 fixed penalty tickets there to offending vehicles. Regarding the illegal parking outside City Walk 2, between March and April this year, a total of four private vehicles were towed away from this specific location.Furthermore, on the 16th of May and 17th of May, the police have conducted a large-scale traffic operation against illegal parking and other traffic offences. In these 2 days, the police have issued over 1,300 fixed penalty tickets to offending vehicles and drivers in Chuen Wan. Similar traffic operations will be conducted in the future in order to tackle the issue. Regarding the loading and unloading activities in late night at Ho Poi Street, San Chun Street and Chun Long Street, there were 18 cases of noise complaint against these locations in February and 14 cases reported in March. Upon receipt of your letter, Mr. Look, dated the 7th of April, I immediately instructed my officers to step up patrols there, and as a result, between April and May, there were only 5 noise complaints being reported against these locations. We are we're not being complacent with this, and we will continue to keep a close eye on the situation. You also mentioned about loading and unloading activities at Yeongok Road in the morning. Thanks for bringing this matter to my attention. I will instruct my officers to take enforcement action there to ensure road safety. And concerning the illegal hawkers at Tai Uk Street and San Chun Street, I will later provide you with a written response for this matter in due course. Mr. Wong, I believe you are referring to a trafficking in dangerous drugs case which occurred on the 15th of May. This case involved an arrest of 2 young people. One of them was 14 years old and the other was 21 years old. As legal proceedings are still ongoing, I'm not in a position to make any further comment on this. Nevertheless, in Chun Wan, between January and May, there was one case of trafficking in dangerous drugs involving a juvenile offender, which is the same case that I just mentioned. During the same period in 2021, there was also just one case of trafficking in dangerous drugs involving a juvenile offender. For your information, the police definition of a juvenile offender is any person aged between 10 and 15 years of age. All drug trafficking related offences involving juvenile offenders will be taken over and investigated by the Chun Wan District Crime Squad. Besides taking enforcement actions, the police have stepped up effort in conducting anti-drug workshops and seminars at local schools to educate students and teachers on drug abuse and the serious consequences. In addition, we have been using our social media platforms to publicise anti-drug messages to juveniles and young people. The police will continue to combat the drug activities by taking intelligence-led enforcement actions and adopt community-based approach to promote awareness and prevent drug abuse by juveniles and youths. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Bye-bye.